Okay, tough game today, obviously, losing a close one like that. You know, I thought the defense did some good things, got some takeaways, especially early, give us an opportunity to build a lead. Special teams, I thought, came back and had a nice day, too. I think that the story of the day was in the second half, just the offense. You know, the time of possession wasn't in our favor. They had over 75 plays. We had just under 50. When you have a lead like that and you come out in the second half, you don't want to be passive. You want to be aggressive, but you also need to control the clock and earn some first downs. And we just didn't do enough of that with our offense. So, again, total team effort, though. We had some opportunities to get some stops by the defense, and we didn't get enough of them. And, you know, played good with special teams and defense, just not good enough.
Marquise Lee had the kickoff return for a touchdown. How did that play develop from?
It was good. You know what? We felt like we've been close with our kickoff return with some opportunities. You know, he's been getting out to 35, the 40. So just give credit to Mal and the staff and, you know, the players for executing it. I thought everybody was real aggressive on their blocks. You know, we talked about straining more, and I thought we saw strain on that play.
About Ramsey the day that he had, because they certainly went after him a lot.
Yeah, they did. You know what? And it wasn't a complete matchup. We did some different things where he wasn't on him all the time. I think you saw that. We had a philosophy going into the game, but I thought the plays that they threw at him, hey, he's a great wide receiver now. Hopkins is very talented, so he's going to make some plays. But I thought we, you know, stuck to it pretty good.
Lack of pass rush hurt you a little bit on the defensive side. Just didn't see Savage had a lot of time to throw.
That's the problem. You know, we tried some pressure. We pressured quite a bit on first and second down. And, you know, we still didn't get to him enough and disrupt his plays. You get a guy that comes in the game. And, you know, you got to try to make him real uncomfortable in a hurry. We brought some pressure initially, but give him credit. He made some plays, and the offense made some plays.
What was the challenge at left guard when you lose Patassi and then Wells comes in and he gets injured?
It's challenging. You know, you got some guys playing in unfamiliar spots. So, you know, that's been a challenge. Give credit to Nate and the staff, you know, for adjusting. I know we had to go to plan B, and what happens if we lost a tackle? Ben Koyak probably would have ended up playing some tackles. So, there was some reconfiguring is going on as far as where guys were going to be positioned. But, you know, guys in and, you know, the positions they had to play, they jumped in did fine.
Second week in a row, you get a really good effort from your defense for about three quarters. And then the fourth quarter just kind of bends. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, you're right. You know, when you got a lot of plays, you got to, you know, the fourth quarter is what we talked about. We have to own the fourth quarter. We had the lead going into it last week, you know, and then this week again. So, you know, when you have opportunities in the fourth quarter, really all three phases have to come through and do their part. So we had some timely penalties, pass interference, you know, we'll take a look at that. But, you know, when you're challenging, you're going to have some plays like that. And again, they just, you know, give them credit.
91 yards of, I think, penalties, but you mentioned them untimely on that last drive. You get Ramsey gets called for one. I think Sip got called for one down at the goal line. What did you see?
You know what? I don't know about Ramsey's. We'll take a look at, you know, look like, you know, from our angle, you know, I don't know if it was uncatchable or not. They deemed it was, you know, so we'll take a look at that. But we're going to continue to play aggressive. We have to be smart, though. We have to be smart. I think it was 30 more yards what they had penalties-wise. But like you said, timely, you know, untimely ones.
How much do you feel like this team's beaten down mentally in clutch moments? We have a 9-game losing streak. Had chances in.
I don't think so. But I mean, that's. I guess you guys will decide that. But you know, when I look at them out there, they're competing. You know, they're going for it. It's just the opportunities just didn't go our way.
Blake's numbers were pretty rough. How much of that fell on him, and how much of that was just what was going on around them?
Well, again, you know, you got a really dominant front. You know, a good front going into it, game planning all week. Again, planning on who they might have and who they may not have, but a game plan and. You know, with the idea in mind that, you know, hopefully we could get a lead, and that was accurate. We did. And, you know, again, they just had too many three and outs or, you know, 16 plays, I think, in the second half.
Will there be any consideration next week to trying Brandon Allen?
No, we have not talked about anything like that.
Is it because does he not get enough reps in practice, or is he just not simply not ready?
No, because Blake's our quarterback, you know, and he has the opportunity to get better here these last couple games and improve. And, you know, it's important for him. It's important for our team to finish strongly now these last two games. And that's the message. And we need everybody. We need everybody to do that.
Does Gus, though, seem a little bit conservative on offense? Like, you know, he had 49 seconds, three timeouts at the end of the half. You ran one, a short pass. You didn't try to play up tempo or.
Yeah, well, I think that we were going to run the ball. We had two plays called there, and then we ran the ball, and it was right in that area. It wasn't enough to keep going. We wanted to keep going, at that point in time, because it was a shorter gain. It wasn't like we broke one for 10 or 15. So, you know, you're right. I could see where you criticize that or critique that. But at the point going in the locker room, okay, let's go. Let's be smart. We got a lead, and we get the ball in the second half.